it makes it way more fun. You know, it'd be different if they were doubting us and we were a losing team, but we haven't lost a game yet. And, you know, first of all, our hat goes off to Green Bay. They're a great, very good football team, but we were just better today.
How much do you guys still feel like, I mean, today wasn't perfect, but how much do you still feel like you need to improve?
We need to improve a lot because as it moves further along in the season, we're going to probably be playing some games that are going to have some, you know, playoff implications. So we need to tighten up. I don't think today we were too much on point, you know, coming off the short week, but we were able to suck it up at the end and, you know, put the win together.
Are you a little bit surprised that you guys are where you are?
Not right now. You know, not now. I'm past the point of surprise now. It's to the point where, you know, when we play home games, we got to hold down the fort. You know, Green Bay came in here. They wanted to be the team to knock us off. But, you know, I think that all the guys, we have confidence in ourselves and one another, offense, defense, and special teams. That's how we've been winning.
What do you mean you're past the point of surprise?
You know, past the point of surprise. I feel anybody we line up against on Sunday, we can play with, you know, whether whoever it is. You know, what I mean is, you know, I don't know if anyone in here is looking to go 16-0 or whatever it is, but no team is going to surprise us. We're going to surprise no team, so it's going to be 12 rounds every time we take the field.
So watch the offense struggle for the second half for the most part, and then put those two drives together. What did it say about their resiliency?
Says that they, you know, they're kind of just like us. We're from the same mold, you know. We'll go out there. We won't have a great defensive series where a team is able to drive on us and score points, you know, maybe when the offense is rolling and they want the ball back and we just can't seem to get off the field. You know, it was just a matter of holding it down until we had to make that move. And we're fortunate as a defense to be able to cause turnovers. Chris Holt made a great play in the end zone. That took points off the board. And that just allowed us to just stay what we're doing, you know. They were hurting us in some phases. Mostly, I don't think we tackled well today, but, you know, that's something we can work on.
Rob made enough big kicks the last couple of years, and no one doubts anytime that ball goes down that he's going to get a chance to put it through.
Yeah, nah, you know, no one doubts that, and, you know, no one is perfect, and Rob is going to make his kicks 9 times out of 10. So, you know, it's just one of those things. He made it when it counted, you know, in OT, and the offense did a great job of just getting the ball and going downfield, and defense, we just sat back and enjoyed the rest of the game.
Keith, is it a little nerve-wracking to win like this?
Not really. It's football, you know. We kind of wanted to hope to put it away in regulation, but, you know, we felt as a defense, if they got the ball, we would have gone out there and stopped them, although they had a great offensive game. But, you know, I wouldn't say it's nerve-wracking. It's just football.